Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Death. It comes for us all at some point, and in games, it's usually around every corner. Even cute little games featuring Mario and Sonic have death. So since this medium started, death has come hand in hand with games. That being said, not all video game deaths are created equally. By now, players have been killed in any which way in video games, with the method sometimes being simple, and the other times being so very elaborate. So with that being said, let's take a look at some of the most brutalist and inventive out there. I'm Ben Roy from WhatCulture.com, and this is the 10 worst ways to die in video games. Number 10. Injecting yourself in the brain through the eye. Dead Space 2. Isaac Clarke in Dead Space 2 is not having a good day. Not only is he being experimented on pretty relentlessly, but he's still suffering from trauma after his first encounter with necromorphs back on the Ishimura. And with Dead Space 2, he's thrown right back into it. There are a lot of horrible ways Isaac can die in Dead Space 2, but there's one that's pretty infamous around the video game industry. And that's when the player has to guide a needle into Isaac's eye. But as the needle gets closer, Isaac gets nervous, and obviously his eye moves a bit. If the player doesn't get the needle directly into the eye, it's gonna destroy his face, pretty much, and rip his skull open. It's hideous to watch, and it isn't over quickly, just like most of the deaths in this game. Number 9. Head on a spike, Tomb Raider. In the reboot series of Tomb Raider, Lara can die in some horrible ways. They're violent, they take long, and you can almost see the life leaving her eyes. And in this newer, grittier series, the developers took this legend and really put her through the ringer, and they spared no expense when it came to death animations here. Lara can be stabbed to death by a lunatic with a pickaxe, peppered with arrows as she's tied up, or crushed by falling rocks. The list goes on. However, the worst death in the entire Tomb Raider reboot series is when her head is brutally impaled on a spike. This can happen at several times during the game, and is as brutal as you might think. Every time Lara dies in this game, it's almost wince-inducing, but this one really stands out. Number 8. Killed by cuckoos, Zelda Ocarina of Time. Ganon thinks he's the big bad in the Zelda universe, but he's wrong. His evil abilities completely pale in the comparison to a cuckoo. Basically immortal and capable of summoning a brood, angry relative army, the cuckoo is one enemy to be feared and respected. Whilst dying to the cuckoo isn't brutal in any means, it's still one of the worst ways you can die in games. I mean, who wants to be pecked to death by a group of angry chickens? It's so embarrassing! And it's even worse when this death happens by accident, because sometimes you might accidentally manage to hit a cuckoo, and then that's it, game over. And in a matter of moments, the player will be sent to a feathery grave. Number 7. Head pulled apart by a bloater, The Last of Us. Although it cuts to black truly before it gets gruesome, being grabbed by a bloater triggers one of the worst death scenes in games. It grabs Joel by the mouth and the eyes and rips his face open. Basically imagine a zombified Hulk coming at you and, well, that's a bloater. And given its massive size and brute strength, Joel doesn't stand a chance head to head. You get a quick harrowing glimpse of what's going to happen to Joel before he dies, and that's it. That's the most merciful cut to black we've ever had. And this death is really the catalyst for this list. Especially in The Last of Us, it doesn't get more violent than this. The bloater is such a rare occurrence in the game that it really stands out. And during what feels like just another fight, this death comes out of nowhere. Like, compare this death to the clickers or the normal infected. It's night and day, with those just being a simple bite. And then again, when Joel is shot by a human, he just falls down and dies. But then swinging back to the bloater, this death is just so grim and violent. And then in part 2, it only gets even more violent. So this all serves as a good reason for the player to keep their distance from the bloater as best they can. Number 6. Accidentally dropping a care package on your head, Call of Duty. What a rush, you've just killed enough people in Call of Duty to rack up enough points to call in a care package. Well done! Killstreaks are what make this multiplayer so enticing and bring people back game after game. And if one of your killstreaks is a care package, before you can proudly grab anything that you've earned, you're gonna have to defend it. Because what if, disaster, another player comes out of nowhere and starts shooting you. They're about to steal your precious care package. So you dip, dive, duck, and dodge out the way and somehow kill them. And then you celebrate your victory. And then without warning, you die as the care package you summoned lands on your head and kills you. You're spawned all the way on the other side of the map, and someone's guaranteed to steal it. Number 5. Having your life force removed after having sex. Mass Effect 2. In the Mass Effect series, the Asahi race have a very unique way of, you know, getting down to business. As well as physical intimacy, Asari bond mentally with their mate, and this enhances pleasure for the both of them, as they're perfectly in sync. And our hero Commander Shepard can experience this well, throughout all the 3 games. However, there's one Asari that isn't quite like the others. Morumph is a rare type of Asari, known as the Arduct Yakshi, and these mysterious beings are known throughout the galaxy for completely killing anyone they mate with, as well as absorbing their abilities and life experience afterwards. And in Mass Effect 2, it's possible for Shepard to romance her, which obviously ends terribly for Shepard. There is a promise that Shepard might survive this mating process, but that doesn't turn out to be the case. They do the deed, and when it's all over, Shepard's been fully absorbed and there's no life left. Number 4. Being urinated on with acid. Primal Rage. You could easily fill this list up with Mortal Kombat fatalities, but those pale in comparisons in being terrible ways to die when it comes to the MK2D fighting clone Primal Rage. One of the characters, a bizarre monkey-like monster, is named Chaos. And in this case, you're not here to kill Chaos, but rather kill other monsters as Chaos. And one of Chaos's finishing moves is appropriately called the Golden Shower. When using this move, Chaos will literally pull out his Johnson and urinate on the opponent, and that would be bad enough. But turns out Chaos's pee is a bit different, and he urinates a highly corrosive acid which melts metal and all the enemies. What a way to go. Number 3. Dying at the last minute. Any From Software game ever. Anyone that's played a From Software game has seen those two little words far too often. You died. And of course, death and From Software games come hand in hand. They've got a pretty special relationship. Every death causes you to get gooder at the game, learning from your mistakes and refining your techniques, to hopefully finally progress. However, there's a particular type of death in these games which stings far too much. And that, of course, is dying at the very last minute. You know, the one you spent ages whittling down a boss's health, only to be killed with one last swipe. Just before that last swipe, you think you can do this, you've got this, and then nope, wrong. And from there, you see your playable character fall to the floor, and those lovely two words, you died. Number 2, brain extraction. Wolfenstein: The New Order. This one is so f***ed up, it's unbelievable. Now, of course, Nazis are responsible for, well, a lot of bad things in this world. And then Wolfenstein: The New Order takes it to the next step. At the start of the game, you're given a choice between two of your friends and who you're gonna save, with the one that you don't save suffering a brutal murder. The unfortunate soul that you choose to surrender to the Nazis is placed on a slab before being picked up by a selection of machinery. This machinery then proceeds to start slicing away at their skin before a horrible rotating metal arm literally burrows deep into the back of their head and sucks out their brain. Oh, and during all this, they're very much still alive and can feel it all. And number 1, disembowelment, Splatterhouse. The digestive system is an amazing thing. It sits in the old body, ticking away nicely, digesting food and pushing it out as well, you know what. But it's not so functional when it's forcibly removed by a lunatic. The Splatterhouse reboot in 2010 went all in with the violent deaths here. This is a game where you can force apart your enemy's jaw and their head, and then reach inside and pull out their internal organs from their mouth. There is a worse kill in this game though, even more worse than those two. It's possible for Rick Taylor to literally punch his way inside the enemy's backside, and once he's in there, he'll have a good rummage around before pulling everything out, completely disemboweling them. Just saying this makes me clench. I don't know about you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.